Hello, you can hear me well? Thanks. So my name's Arne, I work for a company called Corelight, and I work on the Seek project. Just this quick information, who of you is using Seek? Anyone? Well, okay, three maybe. So I want to talk about JavaScript support in Seek. But first, there are not many people that have maybe heard of Seek. It's a passive network security monitor. It exists since, a long time, 95 was development started. It's open source in BST. It was called Bro until 2018. Bro isn't really a name that you should use for a project anymore. So it was changed. And if you look at it from a high level, you sort of feed it packets at the bottom, either from a live network traffic, like live interface, or from a PCAP file. And what you get out at the top is sort of a set of logs that describes what kind of activity is in your network traffic. If you look under the hood, there are a few more details. So it's an event-driven system. It has a custom scripting language. We have some, we call it broker. It's a messaging interface to talk between separate processes. To give you a flavor of the logs that were at the top, sort of those are single entries. For a single connection, so on the right-hand side, there's the con log, which is the most central log. And there's the identifying five tuple. We also support IPv6, but it's an IPv4 example. The service field indicates what kind of protocols Seek was able to discover within that connection. And then the bottom is sort of statistical information, like packet counts and duration. On the left-hand side, you see a more protocol-specific log, in this case, the quick log, which has been recently added. And for example, so you can see the server name and the client protocol. And if Seek is able to decrypt the initial packet of a quick connection, it forwards the crypto payload to the TLS analyzer, which can then extract that kind of information. And we put it in a log for you to see. That is sort of the data that you would push to Elasticsearch or Splunk and then do your analysis there. That's sort of not Seek jobs. We just produce logs. It's a fairly old system. It has a custom scripting language, and it looks sort of, that's just a sketch. That's not actually going to work like this, but it sketches how that quick log entry is created. So there are two event handlers, one for initial packet. So whenever there's an initial packet, that event is raised, and we create a info record, which represents the quick log entry in the end. And then there's another event that is the SSL extension server name that is raised whenever there's an SNI extension in the client hello. And you can handle it and basically enrich that quick log entry with the server name or with the first name. That's just a heuristic here. The bottom is a sort of log write call where we actually then produce that JSON entry. It might look a bit unusual in the beginning. It's a fairly powerful language. It has some network domain specific features that also allow you to write detections with Seek and sort of build advanced analysis also within that scripting language. What's not so great is sort of interaction with